And welcome to the Midday.
It's Norman there.
And yes, you're Vicky.
Yes, I'm Vicky.
You seemed to hesitate there for a moment.
And we welcome to our studio today conductor and violinist Vladimir Spivakov.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks welcome back coming. To Wisconsin.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we were just noting, I'm not sure when you were here last time, but we have beautiful weather for you this time.
Yeah. I hope I bring this.
Oh, maybe so.
It's quite possible. Yes, quite possible.
You also bring a wonderful Russian program to the Madison Symphony Orchestra concerts this weekend. Is this a program that you chose?
Actually, not me, but I'm happy to do it, this program, because it's a spectacular Russian mm-hmm. composition, like Shostakovich Overture, and Festive, Overture Festive. It's mm-hmm. good to open the program.
It's a great
any
piece.
Kind of program.
Yeah,
it's difficult for the orchestra, I have to tell you, but it's a very brilliant piece. And after there, Yefim Bronfman will play Prokofiev Concerto No. 3 for piano and orchestra. This piece is also quite famous, I think, and especially the way of this piece was started in the United States for Prokofiev in Chicago in 1921, as far as I remember.
Yes, about mm-hmm. the time Love for Three Oranges he also yes. brought to Chicago.
Yes, but he prepared all this theme in Russia. Even some passages we can find in 1911. So it means he worked a lot.
A long plan.
Long plan, yeah. And second half, we performed together with the orchestra Pathetic by Tchaikovsky, Symphony No. 6. And I just say to the orchestra, when I was young and I was sitting with my mother in Leningrad Philharmonic Hall, I think I have 9 or 10 years, and Stravinsky will come. Igor Stravinsky was in the stage, and it was, of course, Cold War during this time. And we are studying school there. Rachmaninoff nothing to wrote after he immigrated. Stravinsky also. But everybody knows, so we live in double standard. We live quite fine because in the kitchen we talk about everything. And was also the time when religion things was forbidden. We cannot go to the church, to the castle, to the synagogue, nothing. But we have a concert hall. It was our religion place. And Stravinsky comes to the stage with a sunglasses, and he take off the sunglasses and say, when I was young, approximately 9 or 10 years old, I was with my mother in this hall.
Oh, and my.
I listen Tchaikovsky Symphony 6, number 6, first and last time, because Tchaikovsky never conduct anymore, and he was a very short time already dead.
Yes.
So it was very specific accents in my life.
You were just one step away from Tchaikovsky.
What? Yeah, you yes. see, but in general we are, didn't understand how short is the time. Just two, three handshaking.
Yes.
And we are together with Ravel or with
yes.
Stravinsky or with Tchaikovsky even before.
Yes, I know. That's always...
it's powerful. It catches
yeah,
you
Yeah, powerful
short.
Thought to think that you're just one or two handshakes away from those great composers.
Unbelievable. For example, this year I will do it festival in Colmar, dedicated to Slava Rostropovich. And he was a great friend of Prokofiev and of Shostakovich. Mm-hmm. So, and I was a great friend with him. He was my great friend. And such a pity that he's disappeared. He performed in my festival in Colmar several years ago. And then I tell him, Slava, come back and construct the program how you want yourself and take your students, etc. He said, no, Volodya, please do it after I will go away.
Really?
Yeah. And this is already 20th festival, which I guide like artistic director, and this will be dedicated to Slava. Great pity, great pity.
Mm-hmm. Shall we hear a bit of our guest, Vladimir Spivakov, as violinist? We've been talking a good deal about you as conductor, which, of course, you'll be conducting the Madison Symphony, but you're one of those people who is equally known as conductor and violinist.
So here's a sample of Mr. Spivakov as violinist with the pianist Sergei Bezrodny.
Yes.
And they're playing a little piece by Claude Debussy.
Un bateau.
A very short piece, a lovely piece by Claude Debussy, and it was Vladimir Spivakov, the violinist, and Sergei Bezrodny at the piano. And we're about to hear something from a brand new CD with your orchestra.
Yes, with National Philharmonic of Russia. This is Tchaikovsky Ballet Suite.
You're doing, let's see, on this particular, this is the very latest CD
yes.
of yours. And it has a suite from the Nutcracker and from Swan Lake. And it features a solo, which is uncredited. Nobody, this often happens. We'll hear this wonderful solo in a piece, even sometimes like the Meditation from Thais, and they don't tell you who the violinist is. But in this case, so we have the inside story.
But it was by chance, you know. I come to the... to make this record, and the orchestra say, "Maestro, why you don't play this solo?" I say, "I never play this solo." They say, "No, try." So, and I try. And it was there.
It worked out okay.
Excellent.
So, this is the solo. It's just called Scene 4 from Swan Lake, featuring Vladimir Spivakov as the conductor of the National Philharmonic and the violinist.
An unusual performance to our ears of that scene from Swan Lake, scene number 4. Very sweet, graceful music played by the conductor of the National Philharmonic Orchestra of Russia, Vladimir Spivakov, and the cellist was the principal cellist.
Yes, Yuri Laevsky.
Uh-huh.
He changed his address because he lives in Germany and he comes to Russia to work with me.
Ah. Now, you were talking about playing in the old tradition. Is it possible to put into words the difference in styles between American orchestras and Russian?
Yes, it's some difference. First, most important for me difference, we don't have unions.
Ah.
And we work so much as we want, and as it's necessary. And if the people is tired, they just say, "Vladimir, we are tired, we have to have a rest." Fine, we do it. But it's make me nervous a little bit sometime in the United States when the people so much in touch with a clock.
Yes, yes. Have to be vigilant about that and making sure that the union rules are abided.
No, another side of this is good because the people has to have defense. But if you have moral yourself, good, and good conscience, so you don't need anything like this. Just listen what your conscience say. It's window for us to communicate with the good.
Now, you've been a conductor from an early age, 13, I think you won a competition. You've known that you were a conductor for a long time.
No, I don't think so, but...
oh, well, the papers are wrong.
I win the competition as violinist, but, you know, our famous professor, Heinrich Neuhaus, who was teach Svetoslav Richter and Emil Gilels, for example, and many others, he say there every good pianist has to has inside of him conductor. And somebody feel this very strong, and who feel this strong, they have to study first. And I study 5 years, and after there, with Moscow Virtuosi, I build the Moscow Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra, and after that I conduct many things abroad with major orchestras, and after that I was invited to Russian National Orchestra. After that I broken the contract 1 year before because the atmosphere was not good there, and we built a National Philharmonic of Russia, and first visit in the United States 1.5 years ago was great success, and I was very happy, and many newspaper wrote their they are amazed how it's possible for 4 years to build such an orchestra. And the same was, we play actually 36 concerts in the United States.
Wow.
With National Philharmonic of Russia. It's unusual.
The United States are really a good way for a Russian orchestra to support itself? I mean, is that really important to an orchestra, or can an orchestra really support itself in Russia?
First, for the musician, it's important to feel that the public need them. They love them. It was very funny. In some city, the public screaming, "Stay in the United States!"
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you mean in the United States they were saying that? Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah. After there was the same in Europe. And main newspapers also confirmed there we built something interesting and good. So next year we will be in the United States again.
Something else that you have built is an international charity foundation. Is that still...
Yeah, it's already going? 14 years.
Yes. Doing good things for
it's
children.
Make my soul in harmony. I live in peace because of this. I have to tell you the truth. Not only satisfaction that you help to someone, but I'm not thinking to create a genius from every small child, but he will live with the feeling that somebody loves him with love. This is important. This make our world different. This can change. We have to start from children. And also, of course, we help children who need attention of the people, who grow up. I don't want that they grow up with the feeling that they are a côté, not in the road with the rest. For example, the children who cannot hear and cannot talk, they dance, for example.
Wonderful.
They dance and they have small lady conducting, and they live in the world without sound. But when you see the faces, happy faces of these children who dance and didn't hear the music, but they feel atmosphere, and they feel their people applause and exciting about this, you know, I cry really when I see this.
Well, they can still feel rhythm, and they can still feel the excitement.
and many other things. So heart operation, open heart operation, and instruments, and helping for education to go to masterclass and to play with both my orchestras. They have possibility, which is very important for them.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I have so many children, I cannot tell you. Every city in Russia, and not only in Russia, because we have a branch in Armenia, in Georgia, in Belarus, Ukraine, and many others, former Soviet Republic, now the country.
And before we hear a little bit of the Nutcracker, how do you actually support that charitable organization?
First, you have to give example yourself. Every concert I give part of my gage, of my fee, to the foundation. After there, of course, many friends who knows what I do, they help. Many artists also. And in Colmar, in France, my festival, the people who knows about this foundation, and every year children of foundation play there, and they leave with pleasure some money for them.
Mm-hmm. Good work. I believe that we're going to hear some more pieces from this new CD.
Yes.
And maybe several.
That's right. We'll start with the Trepak, which you tell us is quite demanding for the orchestra.
Yeah.
And perhaps some other things as well. And maybe we could precede that with our quiz question.
We'll do all of that. That's right.
And mention that Vladimir Spivakov is in Madison to conduct the Madison Symphony Orchestra concerts this weekend.
The festive overture of Shostakovich. Efim Bronfman, third Prokofiev piano concerto.
Great concerto.
And the Tchaikovsky sixth.
Wonderful
with its
symphony.
Tricky, deceptively exciting third movement. And then a lot of people seem to think it's over at the end of the third movement, but there's another wonderful movement after that.
Usually inspires applause, doesn't it?
I do it to this nearly attacker.
Uh-huh. Move right
not,
into
not
it.
Not because of this, but because it's neat continuation.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a little confusion on the part of the audience there. I'm sure there will be a lot of excitement, in fact.
So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Look forward to your next visit and hear more about your wonderful work.